folks. We're back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in today and tomorrow. Just want to remind everybody that Alex is going to be presenting a sneak peek at the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Again, this is a film shot unlike any other from Alex Jones, cinema verite style, where he doesn't even do the voiceover, and it's really about the 9/11 truth movement. It contains candid interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, and others, as well as confrontations with many political figures, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Hart, John McCain, and many more. So I hope people go out on Saturday, May 17th, 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. and go check that out. I think Alex himself will also be there to answer questions after the movie. Like I said, I've seen it. It's awesome. I'm very stoked for this one to get out there and hopefully get more people involved in the 9/11 truth movement. This is a Yes, We Can Do It type of movie, really focusing on what tactics we need to use to expose this information to the masses, and it's a bang-up job. I'm really excited to see people's reaction. I've got Jim Mars with me. I've done a couple radio shows with Jim. I think I've been on his Dreamland program before, and I've met him a couple times out in Chicago and, of course, New York City. He is a famous, accomplished author. You can see him on the History Channel all the time. I see Jim Mars on the History Channel more than anybody, I think. And I believe his latest book is The Terror Conspiracy, dealing with 9/11. It's Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. And you can pick that up over at Infowars.com. Jim, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Jason, it's good to be with you today.
So, Jim, what's the latest you've been working on? Because, again, you've been featured on the History Channel dozens of times. You're featured in a couple of Alex Jones's movies. You're an accomplished author. Obviously, The Terror Conspiracy about 9/11. You know, you wrote Crossfire about JFK. What's next for Jim Mars?
Well, I got a bombshell coming out in June. I think everybody realizes that the good old U.S. of A. is in deep trouble. We got too many problems, too much stuff going on. But nobody can seem to figure out exactly who to point the finger to. Liberals blame conservatives, conservatives blame liberals, Republicans blame Democrats, vice versa. And I have a new book coming out that's going to show that a small cabal of people have been operating through the last century and right up to today to absolutely change the face of the United States. And I'm not totally at liberty to get into all the details, but the title of the new book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich. So
excellent.
I think it gives you a pretty good idea.
Well, you know, that's one of the things a lot of people in the general populace just don't understand is that the Bush family really made its fortune, you know, not in the weapons and oil industry, although that's definitely where they made some of their money, but that was after they were Nazi money launderers for Union Banking Corp and Averill Harriman Brothers Banking back in the Prescott Bush days.
That's exactly right. And if you go back even farther than that, you'll find it was the Harriman family and the Schiff family and the Rockefellers, and many other members of Wall Street who actually funded and hence created communism in Russia.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what people don't get, is that it's not about right and left. It's not about conservative or liberal. These are false paradigms that are paraded through our mass media in order to indoctrinate and brainwash us into taking a side so that we can't see past these paradigms, and we do a lot of infighting. You know, it's just like I, you know, when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson earlier, I talked about how they like to divide us by race. You know, this is just another tool. If they can't divide us by hating another race, they're going to have us hate another political group. We got Jim Mars. I'm sorry, Jim. We'll get back to you right after this. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Jim Mars with us for the full hour. PrisonPlanet.tv is where the video's at. We'll be back after this on The Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all...
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live on the Alex Jones Show with Jim Mars, and we're talking about some of the methods that the elite use to divide us. And we just discussed, you know, politics as one of them, race as another, and I think the other big one is obviously religion. And if they can use these three things to pit us against each other, there's just going to be all this infighting, Jim, and we're never really going to be able to accomplish any goals towards making it better.
What I would say was it's the oldest tactic in the book, divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. It's order out of chaos, and it's their mantra. And they've been able to do this really, really well since the adventation of the media, you know, in the 50s, since everybody started getting glued to their television sets. And they are able to control the programming so that, let's say your flavor of news is CNN. You're watching CNN and you're thinking, wow, you know, these guys are really good. Now that's the quote unquote liberal democratic end. And then you have these other people that subscribe to Fox News as their one and only. And these are like the hardcore conservative people. Little do they know they're both being deceived because the things that they're presenting aren't of a liberal or conservative agenda. It's really of a globalist agenda, Jim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see the same tactic, divide and conquer, being used against various research communities, whether it's the JFK assassination, UFO research community, or the 9/11 research community. All of a sudden, everybody's on board. There's questions here, folks. There's legitimate puzzles and controversies, contradictions, inadequacies that need to be addressed. But the next thing you know, everybody's fighting with each other over their pet theories, or then you got disinformation people in there throwing curveballs, and everybody gets to fighting with each other, and they get so disjointed that nothing meaningful like can actually get accomplished.
Well, that's classic COINTELPRO, and a lot of that's been declassified.
By the book.
Yeah, it's by the book. What they do is they put these people forward as somebody who with with legitimate questions and interests, and they have sort of a name. They're either a professor or they're a former member of the Bush administration or something like that. They toe the line of regular questions and actual information. And then as soon as they've been established, all of a sudden they're talking about no planes and space beams, you know? And
somebody jumps in with that, and then, you know, thoughtful people are going, well, that sounds kind of ridiculous, and then pretty soon the whole thing just falls into disorder.
Absolutely, and I don't think they've been as successful as they'd like to be in dividing the 9/11 truth movement, especially with this no plane nonsense. Every time I see one of these no plane videos, it's the same old people parroting it, and it's the same people at the top. It's not really able to infiltrate the actual mainline 9/11 truthers out there, but then the quote-unquote debunkers like to focus on that as if that's the only theory out there.
Absolutely. And one reason for that is because with the events of 9/11, there's just too much solid information out there. Unlike the JFK assassination, where he's riding through a plaza, shots are fired, nobody truly saw who fired the shots. People were conflicted as to where they came from. That really kind of started off as a big puzzle, and that was easy to keep rolling as a controversy for years. But in 9/11, you can just bring it down to simple things. How did two planes drop three buildings? If we have to worry about a terrorist attack in our country, how come to this very day nothing substantial has been done to secure our borders? Why were they running war game exercises, initially denied it, and then finally said, well, yeah, we're running all these war game exercises, including one scenario of hijacked planes crashing into the World Trade Center? I mean, these are all facts, and once people become aware of these facts, then it's pretty hard to break that up.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to really focus on now on the war games is the exercise Global Guardian, which was in full swing before 9/11, but interjected with Northern Vigilance, Vigilance Guardian, Apollo Guardian, all these other drills that were going on that
day. Tripod, the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tripod was down in New York City. It was the bioterror attack. Then, you know, they're running drills at the NRO with a team from the CIA of ramming a plane to the building at 8:45 in the morning. But the interesting thing about Global Guardian is that they actually had shadow government command centers in the air, or E-4B doomsday planes, in five different locations. And one of the locations where they were actually caught on video was on the scene of the Pentagon strike.
Now,
the government denies that this is an E-4B, but it's on multiple cameras. And CNN, I believe a little over a year ago, actually had to do a report on Anderson Cooper that it was indeed an E-4B doomsday plane. Now, what's really...
You can tell by the configuration, and you can tell by the American flag on the tail. It's an E-4B.
It's absolutely an E-4B.
And an E-4B, the Flying Command Center, is the very type of craft which can capture electronically other computer-driven airplanes and guide them via Global Hawk remote-controlled technology.
That is correct. And a lot of people don't realize this, but there is a second white plane. Now, I'm not sure that this is an E-4B. It does look a little different, and the videos are not as clear as the ones in D.C. But there is another white airplane in restricted airspace in New York City. It was caught. It's in the Camera Planet archive. Just type in second white plane, Camera Planet, and you can watch it. It was on the scene of the World Trade Center attack after the first plane struck, before the second plane struck. And then if you watch a couple of the videos with a wider view of the attack, the side attack of the second plane going in, you can see this white plane again on the scene of the World Trade Center attack. So it's there before the second plane hits the building, and it's there as the second plane hits the building. What's going on here, Jim?
Well, Jason, let me preface this by saying I'm not claiming this is hard evidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But about a year ago, I was visiting with one of the best of the Army's remote viewers. Okay, he was one of the original members and one of the best they had. And he just offhand said, would you want me to do a remote viewing session for you? And I said, yeah, do that. So, of course, without him knowing what the target was, my question was, who controlled the airplanes that crashed in the World Trade Center?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he didn't know this. He got a number, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. That was all he got. But that represented my question, and the result I got was they were controlled from another aircraft.
Well, it would certainly fit the bill. If you look at the Amalgam Virgo documents, which is the drill they ran on June 1st and 2nd prior to the attacks in 2001, where they ram a commercial airliner into the Capitol building, it shows you how these drones work and how there's a drone commander, there's always a drone picture, there's always satellite imagery of what's going on, they have AWACS in the air. I mean, just this whole map out, I think it's like a 27-page document, and like four or five are just based on the control centers and the command procedures of these drone aircraft. And it just looks too similar to what happened on 9/11 to be a coincidence.
Exactly. And, of course, if any of the listeners, if you want to see how this could be accomplished, and if you want to see absolute proof that, yes, contrary to what Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld and others said, they said, how could we have possibly even have guessed that they would have used aircraft to crash into buildings? If you want to see the complete lie given to that and how it would operate, go find the March edition of The Lone Gunman, which was a extended series of The X-Files by Chris Carter that aired in March of 2001, and the whole scenario and plot of this show was that people within the U.S. government who wanted to jumpstart the defense contracts and the defense industry were going to capture a commercial airliner by Global Hawk remote control technology and crash it into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just an example in the media of foreknowledge of 9/11.
Right, I mean, right. If they said, well, who could have guessed? Well, Chris Carter, who's a television writer, he could guess.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe that all these people within the Pentagon, the CIA, and the NRO, and all the alphabet agencies, they couldn't have guessed this? In fact, Jason, as you well know, there wasn't any guesswork to it anyway, because back in the 90s, they had busted an Al-Qaeda cell in the Philippines and uncovered the plans for Bojinka, which specifically called for hijacking airplanes and crashing them into prominent structures, prominently naming the World Trade Center.
Absolutely. Well, the media tries to spin it and say, oh, they were going to capture all these multiple airliners and blow them up in the air. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they were going to ram one into the CIA base. Hell,
yeah.
By the way, you know, it's just like Marvin Citron gets up and he says, well, I wrote Terror 2000 back in 1994, and we talked about a plane hitting the Capitol building or the Pentagon. And then Amalgam Virgo shows you a Northwestern airliner, its flight path into the Capitol building, and there is Osama bin Laden on the cover of that document, and Richard Eberhardt, who went before the 9/11 commission and denying that we had any outward, everything was an outward threat before 9/11, supposedly. There was no hijackings that were going to take place within the country. Well, here's one of them. His face is in the document, and he was actually pressed on this by Richard Benveniste, and he's like, well, that could be. I'll have to look into that. And he's like, there's no that could be about it. Your face is on the document. But it's brushed under the rug.
That's it.
Don't look at Amalgam Virgo. Don't look at Terror 2000. Don't look at the Mascal drills we were running. Certainly don't look at the drills we were running that morning that are still, you know, somewhat classified. Not all of them are out there, folks.
That's right. We still don't know all of them.
That's right.
By the way, if anybody out there listening is going, oh, now, wait a minute, people within our government wouldn't allow terrorist attacks on the United States, simply go back and look at the facts behind the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center tower, and you will find that according to court testimony, former Egyptian army officer was acting as an FBI informant, had infiltrated and was among the terrorists that were planning that bombing. He thought this was terrible. He told his FBI handlers, he said, I think I can slip in fake explosives for the real explosives. And the FBI said, no, don't do that. So in other words, the FBI was behind the 1993 bombing, which caused more than $1 million worth of damage, killed five or six people, and caused the whole evacuation of the tower.
And one of the really interesting things about that is you're talking about a guy named Ahmed Salam.
Right.
And he's this Egyptian army officer, and he's like, well, let's use fake explosives. Oh, no, you have to build a real bomb. That's when he got suspicious, and he started taping his conversations with the FBI, so that when he was picked up, he said, no, I'm an FBI informant. Instead of going to prison for this, he ended up getting $1 million in testimony against the other guys. We're going to be back after this with Jim Mars. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew,
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and the Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. We're leading the way we've always done before.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're talking with Jim Mars, and we're going to take your phone calls into the next half hour afterwards, but I just want to talk a little bit more about this FBI involvement. Now, we know the FBI is involved in the 93 bombing, but wait, there's more. we know that a FBI informant, a tested FBI informant, by the way, who had his own little handler and the whole deal, he rented and lived with, rented to and lived with two of the hijackers, Nawaf al-Zahami and Saeed al-Ghamdi. Now, what's interesting is that those two guys were also flagged in Able Danger. And not only did the guys at Able Danger, a black ops program, by the way, go to CENTCOM, but they tried to get meetings with the FBI over a dozen times. And, of course, the FBI ignored them every time because these were their boys. They were well aware of these guys. They knew. And then you look at Saeed al-Ghamdi, and he has ties to the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, among other military bases. So it seems like some people in the agency are in the know. Other people, the majority of people, are not in the know, Jim. And that's why they're able to achieve this level of compartmentalization.
Exactly. In fact, there's the tracks of intelligence, the Mossad, all through the whole 9/11 thing. And then even more fundamentally, when you go back and actually learn your history and start putting it together, you find out that Al-Qaeda was simply a name change from the old Muslim Brotherhood, which was created and infiltrated and used by the Nazis during World War II, and then passed along to the old SS, who then became the CIA. And when they got tossed out of Egypt because they were too violent, they moved to Saudi Arabia, and it was there where they trained young Saudis, including a young Osama bin Laden. And then in the 80s, when we wanted someone to go in and fight the Soviets in Afghanistan, they sent the Muslim Brotherhood in there, but they couldn't use that name because of all the baggage in their background, so they changed it to the Mujahideen, which then evolved into Al-Qaeda. And by the way, Al-Qaeda literally means the base. And for a long time, I and many others thought, well, that means their headquarters somewhere. But no, according to information that was presented to the House of Commons over in Britain, the base refers to the CIA base, computer base of Arab mercenaries and assets that they can call upon to do their will.
Absolutely, and that ties right in with J. Michael Springman, who is also in my new film, Fabled Enemies, that I'm working on, that he was in the consulate in Jeddah in the late 80s, early 90s, and a lot of these guys were being funneled in through there. He would deny them visas because they didn't seem to have any reason to go to the United States, and he would be overruled by his superiors, and they would say that we're giving them a visa for national security purposes. He later talks to people within the CIA, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's our program with our asset Osama bin Laden to funnel in Islamic militants into this country.
There you go. Case closed. And, you know, all of this actually was presented in my book, The Terror Conspiracy, which originally was to be published by HarperCollins back in 2002. And might, if that information had gotten widespread, might have saved us the morass of Iraq. But that book was just strangely canceled for no particular reason. And I cannot view it in any other light other than just censorship. And it's now taken a course, you know, now we're 7 years out, and finally all this stuff is becoming more and more widely known.
Yeah, well, obviously censorship. I mean, again, Jim, you're one of the few guys that has a face out there in this movement in the mainstream. You know, you're on, you know, TLC, the History Channel a bunch, and you do have quite a fan base. If this book had hit in 2002, I can't imagine where we'd be in 9/11 Truth. We'd be a lot further along, folks, because this is an important book, The Terror Conspiracy. You can get it over at Infowars.com. We're going to be back with Jim Mars after this, and we're going to be taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, loosechange911.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. My name's Jason Burmis. You can check out my flick, Loose Change Second Edition, Loose Change Final Cut, over at Google Video. Or you can go to my website, loosechange911.com. And I think there's links right there that you can see them all for free. Just want to remind everybody that Alex Jones is having a couple sneak peek showings of the 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising, at least a month before the release. It might even be a month and a half before you can actually order it online or see it on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to be over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and on Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. We're talking with Jim Mars, an accomplished author of both Crossfire, The Terror Conspiracy, and many others, and a new one on the way. I believe it's going to be called Rise of the Fourth Reich. And we're going to take your calls. Let's go to James in Ohio. James, are you with me?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Not too bad. Real quick, you guys were on the police state subject a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give an example of what happened to me. I was driving down the road with my brother, and I got hit in the side of the egg, or side of the head with an egg. So I'm like, what the heck? So we turn around and figure we're going to go find these little kids that are just being, you know, rebellious or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're walking down the street. We parked our car, walking down the street. Cop pulls up. Cop says, what are you guys out here throwing eggs? I said, no, we got hit. We're out here looking. He says, where's your car? It's over at the parking lot. So he drives us over to the parking lot, and there happens to be another cop already at our car with the flashlight going through it. He lets us out of the back of the cruiser, and he says, you guys out here throwing eggs? I said, no, I got hit with an egg. He says, oh, what are you guys doing, this and that. So we're standing there. I'm smoking a cigarette. He says, put the cigarette out. I said, well, isn't this a free country? He says, oh, I'm tired of this. Put your hands on the car. He arrests me, takes me down to the station. He writes me out a ticket. Now, do you know what he charged me with?
Let's hear it.
Causing alarm and annoyance to others.
You got to love it. In this country, you are now guilty until proven innocent. They can literally arrest you for anything. Go ahead.
So I went in front of the judge and I tried to, I pleaded no contest because I thought there was no charge, no way that they could charge me with this. This is the most ridiculous thing. You know what the judge tells me?
Let's hear it.
Well, after 9/11, you got to do what the cops tell you.
And that's why. That's why I continue to harp on 9/11. Because
that's why 9/11 is so important. It's the basis of everything. And if people understand that 9/11 is bogus, then everything else stemming from that is bogus.
Well, I just want to tell you, 9/11, Loose Change, that's an excellent movie. Everybody watch it if they can. And Jim Mars, thanks for all you do and keep it up.
All right.
Thank you, man.
So what do you think? You know, we haven't really discussed too much about the police state today, Jim. Did you see this news?
This bothers the hell out of me because, see, I started off in my journalism career as a police reporter, and I officed down at a police station, and I was with them 24/7. I mean, and I knew all the dispatchers and the detectives and the homicide detectives and the crime scene search guys, and that was back in the days of the old Republic. I even actually just ran with the cops. You know, I had a little trench coat and a little snappy brim hat. And I'd walk right on into the murder scenes and stuff with them because I was just one guy and all I had was a little notepad and a pencil. All that changed during the time that I was working as a police reporter because pretty soon they came out with the miniature recorders, tape recorders, so the radio guys got in on it. So all of a sudden there's three or four radio guys, all with their tape recorders, they want in. And real quickly then, all of a sudden, here comes TV crews. And they're not just one guy. They're, you know, a cameraman, a light man, a sound man. And pretty soon, you know, there's 20 people. We can't allow 20 people to go tromping through a crime scene. So, and you can't say, well, you electronic guys have to stay out. The print reporter can come in. You can't do that. So all of a sudden, everybody had to stay out, and now they've got that damn yellow tape they stretch all around. They'll push you back 10, 12 blocks, and all you can do is wait for the official word to come is what happened in there. And probably 8 times out of 10, when they come out and tell you what happened, that's probably exactly what happened. But if it's the slight bit political, or if the local mayor or the local police chief or sheriff or somebody might have some personal involvement in it, or if it's, quote, national security, how do we know that we're getting the truth about what happens inside that yellow tape? And the bald-faced fact is we don't. And I just think it's terrible because I have the highest regard for police officers. I mean, they should be among the most highly paid people in this whole country. But I've seen it shift from when I was a kid, the policeman who wore blue was your friend. And if you had a problem, go talk to a policeman. And today, even my young daughters would say, uh-oh, look out, there's a cop. And it's like all of a sudden like it's them and us. And now they wear black. And now, as you said, and as a caller demonstrated, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Yeah, it's very much like China. It's really nice.
Right. or Nazi Germany or communist Russia. I mean, you know, and again, when you go back and realize that the same people who created communist Russia also created Nazi Germany and also have created the modern American national security state here in America, then you understand why that we're all looking like those same entities.
And that's why they get away with it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this Philly beating, but literally 3 guys get pulled out of the car, over a dozen police officers assault them. They never resist or anything. They're hit with batons. They're soccer kicked. The dogs are pulled on them. And the media reports, well, they're on edge because 2 days ago there was a bank robbery and someone shot a cop and they thought that these guys were involved. No, they didn't. You can tell right away they didn't think they were involved because if they thought they were involved, they would have thought they were armed. They would have created a perimeter around the car before bum rushing it. And they would have made them get out of the car with their hands up and on the ground before anything happened. That's not what happened. They ran up to the car, they dragged them out, and they beat them. And these guys are going to get off. I mean, there might be a lawsuit that takes 5 or 10 years, and these guys might see a little bit of money, but these people will be minimally disciplined. Most of them will not be discharged, and it'll be just swept under the rug, Jim, and it really makes me upset.
Well, that's what happens in a police state.
Yeah, that is what happens in a police state. Let's take another caller. Let's go to Terry in Atlanta. Terry, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are you guys? How are you, Jason?
Good, man.
Good. Listen, got a couple things. Going back, just a couple things to run through real quick. I think most of the police are just desensitized, and, you know, they don't even really think about what they're doing, and they're so used to being able to do anything they want, they just carry out whatever they do out of being desensitized, and they will follow orders in the future. My concern, which is talking about divide and conquer, another thing that I think needs to be looked at is the food supply in our country and those chemtrails that are just driving me nuts because they are spraying Atlanta like crazy and it's driving me nuts. I every time I look up, I just get so irritated to, you know, the big picture of everything.
Terry, let me interject a minute and tell you, last weekend I was in a little bitty town up in northeast Texas. I wasn't near any big city, and they were chemtrailing like the devil. Now, you know, what are they chemtrailing over this largely rural area for?
Well, I don't know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. But I have noticed, when I've been looking into stuff, I've been noticing that a large a bit of bats are dying up in the northeast United States. We've got birds dropping out of the sky. We've got the bees dying.
Yep.
We've got, the genetically modified organisms in our crops. And then we have the doomsday seed vault. What's that seed vault for? And my thinking in this is, hey, is this because they have gone so far they didn't stop to think if they should? And, you know, when they go ahead and, you know, the prices of everything are so high, they're spending, we're paying so much for everything, what are they going to do with all this money when it's all said and done? I mean, you're just going to have money, and what are they going to spend it on? Nothing. There's nothing going to buy because they're going to own everything. And they're going to own the few bit of people that are left and whatever they're going to do. And, you know, I'm just concerned about how my family is going to make it and everybody else in the world is going to make it beyond the scope of what's going on, because there's such a serious reality to everything that's going on, and it's right in front of your face.
Well, Terry, the bottom line is the only thing we have is our information and our freedom as human beings, our God-given freedoms. And we have to just keep spreading this information. There's no doubt in my mind that we're currently under bio attack with all these chemtrails. And now the mainstream media is starting to report on it. And, of course, they're reporting that it's here to save us from global warming. Another thing that's been embedded into our brains for the last 25 years. You know, no, global warming. Oh, they must be there to help. And like you said, Jim, this isn't always over huge cities. You know, I'm in a little town in upstate New York. You know, most of the time I'm down in Texas right now, but they spray every day there. This is not a largely populated area. I'm out in the mountains, and I point it up, and some people, they get it. They're like, wait a minute, yeah, that wasn't there. What are those things? And other people, oh, that's just plain foam.
Yeah, but you know what I've noticed, though, is time is going on. Is how I'm standing outside, my throat and my nose are starting to get more and more, like, burning sensation in it. You know, and I've noticed with other people, my wife works, and she was at work one day, and she's outside just standing there, you know, nothing's going on, and, you know, a lot of people are even afraid to even bring it up, because you go, oh, chemtrail, and people say, oh, you're an idiot, you know, whatever. But it's real.
Well, I tell you what, you go talk to your local doctor, or one that's been in practice for, say, more than 30 years, or 20 years. You go talk to your local druggist, one who's been in business for more than 20 years, and you'll find out they will all tell you that in the past 10 years or so, they have seen a significant rise in respiratory problems.
Yeah.
And it all coincides with the advent of the chemtrails.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence, Terry. I thank you for the call. We're going to move on to the next caller. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. You guys are pretty well informed. Maybe you can help me with this, okay? Mm-hmm. If, let's say, 1 in 10,000 people living in America in 2001 was an Islamic terrorist, shouldn't we have seen maybe 25,000 of these terrorists parading across our TV screens and chains? Where are these guys? And I think I've uncovered a huge conspiracy, Jason.
Let's hear it.
I think that Alex Jones has captured them, and he's hiding them in his basement. have you ever been in his basement?
I haven't been into his basement. Maybe that's where these. Maybe that's where the white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired terrorists that the white Al-Qaeda Fox and Friends is talking about. Maybe Alex did round them up, and they are, in fact, in the InfoWars basement.
Well, you might want to go look, okay?
Well, Jim, I think you're onto something because I've been keeping up with this since 9/11, and, you know, they've arrested thousands of people. We still have a few hundred hidden out at Guantanamo, and yet there's only been one trial, and that was in Missouri.
Well,
you know,
really
come on, where is this giant terrorist group that we're supposed to be so afraid of?
Well, hold on. Let me answer just for a second, Jim in West Virginia, and I thank you for the call. Look, the real terrorism threat is like overseas, and they just tell us that the people who are the real terrorists, such as the guys that did the USS Cole bombing, they got away, or they were let go in Yemen. See, it's so far removed from us that people will actually read that and believe it. Like,
right.
Like we're going to let the actual terrorists, the real Al-Qaeda, the guys who supposedly bombed this stuff, they're not the ones in Gitmo? They're not the ones in Abu Ghraib? I mean, come on.
Let me give you an example of how easy it is to create false terrorism. There was a report that came out of Iraq about an Iraqi cab driver who was stopped at an American military checkpoint. They took him and his cab into custody, took him to an American base, held him for about 2 hours, and then said, okay, you're free to go. And he said, well, wait a minute, I got to have my driver's license, you know, or I'll be in trouble. And they said, oh, well, you're going to have to drive over to this police station, and they'll give you your driver's license back. So he said, okay. So he's driving over to the police station, but something went wrong with his cab. He had mechanical trouble. So he pulled in a garage to find out what was going on, and they found his trunk and his door panels crammed with explosives. Now, just guess what would have happened when he pulled up to the police station. Oops, another suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
See how easy that is to
provocateur?
Create.
Well, even when they get caught, like when British soldiers were caught dressing up like Muslims and ready to
right.
bomb a mosque, what happens? Well, by the time that the actual British military went there to free them no matter what, the police chief already wised up and let them go.
Right.
I mean, that's one of my favorite parts in Terror Storm, where we're actually
all
showing
of that.
That.
You keep adding all those stories up, and all of a sudden you find out that the great philosopher Pogo was correct. We have met the enemy, and he is us.
He is us. He is us. And that I really hope that more people are going to grasp onto this information, that they're going to turn off American Idol, that they're not going to give a damn about who wins the World Series this year. I know those are high hopes, Jim, but you'd think, in this type of situation where it really is do or die, it's them or us, people are going to step up. I mean, I've yet to see it completely, but I have gotten, you know, and I'm sure you do, you know, thousands of emails that are encouraging, and I see groups like We Are Change.
There's plenty of people out there, but Jason, I tell you, I think it's a forlorn hope because every time I log on to Yahoo, I immediately look to see what's the news headlines. And almost invariably, day after day, it's American Idol. And I'm here to tell you, I have never watched one episode of American Idol, and yet every day there's pictures and news about something happening on American Idol, as if that's really got anything to do with anything.
Yeah, 42-minute
thought show.
And I will
say further, the people that you're talking about, even the people who are beginning to wise up, nothing's really going to get accomplished until people are hungry and in the streets.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that. You know, I hope it doesn't either.
That's why you and I are raised in hell and trying to tell people what's going on right now. I've been trying to tell people what's going on for 30 years, and I'm just the conspiracy theorist. Never mind that everything I said for the past 30 years has proven true or has come true.
Absolutely. I mean, you are really one of the pioneers. You're one of the guys that I actually, again, read and watched before I was really hip to any of this NWO stuff. I was interested in your JFK research and, you know, I used to look into UFOs quite a bit back when I was in high school and college. So, you know, you were a name that was synonymous with that. And you do, you know, no matter what kind of information you put out, you're automatically labeled as a conspiracy theorist because you don't adhere to the mainstream media's version of events or the account that they want to tell the masses. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, are you with us?
Yes, I met Jim out at Kent State University, and I admired his book, Crossfire, and I think he's doing great work. I think you do great work, and I agree that the basic motor propaganda machine for all of the police state measures, the imperial warmongering around the world is 9/11, and that has to be exposed. But I see, and the divide-and-rule tactic, I think, is operative not only in Iraq, where the CIA and British intelligence are pitting Sunni against Shia and then saying we've got to stop there because we're the angelic noble
referees who got to stop this when we set it up, but also among the those who would be brought to the 9/11 truth movement, I think are turned away sometimes by some of, among the paleoconservatives and some on this network and others who try to piggyback on the former engine for imperial war and police state measures in this country, which is anti-communism, anti-socialism. I don't belong to any organization, but I read some socialist, Marxist socialist publications, sites like WSWS.org and Workers.org, and the disparity between what is said sometimes on shortwave about that and the actual facts, I think, plays right into the hands of those who want to, I think, continue to fool us, because if I could speak about this after the break, I'd really like to.
All right, Dave. Actually, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got the final segment with Jim Mars, but, you know, there's no doubt that it's there to divide us. We're going to get Jim Mars' take on what's going to happen in the next 6 months after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.PasswordSafePro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.PasswordSafePro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the Pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you man.
All right, it's the final segment over at the Alex Jones program. I just want to remind everybody that the refeed begins in less than 10 minutes over at Infowars.com. If you missed any of the other 3 hours or some of this hour with Jim Mars, you're going to want to tune in. I had Paul Joseph Watson in. I took calls all day. And one of the things I discussed, Jim, is the fact that now they're going to start making our change out of steel because zinc and copper and nickel are too expensive. We already know from 6 months ago the report that a penny now takes a penny and a half to actually make. So that's, you know, exponential inflation right there. We know they're pushing for $200 a barrel oil, which is just going to further eviscerate the economy in the United States. What do you see happening in this country in the next 6 months?
Unfortunately, it doesn't look good. The economy, as everybody can tell, is stripping gears. China, I understand, is now demanding from its customers, meaning Walmart and everybody in the United States, they want to be paid in euros, mm-hmm. or even Chinese money. They do not want to accept American dollars anymore. And so I don't know. All I could say is I think everyone listening, you better start planning some place to go that's outside the city and take some gardening tools.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You know, I'm in a little space up in upstate New York, and I've got about like a 5-acre backyard and about 30 acres behind that. And I do feel a little bit more secure not being in a big city where if there is some kind of an event or an attack, it's going to be harder to round me up. But, I mean, we can't all just go and hide either, Jim. You know, we have to stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole thing. We, you know, throughout the history of Western civilization, it's been one westward movement. And during the 19th century, the population of the United States moved from the East Coast and spread all the way over to the West Coast. And historians really don't are not shy about telling us why everyone kept moving. Everyone was trying to escape political and religious tyranny. But now there's no place to go, so we're going to have to turn and fight. We're just going to have to start standing up for our freedom, either that or just cave in and become serfs.
Well, I'm not going to cave in. You know, I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. And die on my feet than live on my knees. And I see so many people that are just so
acclimated.
Actually,
I want to die in bed.
I'm with you there. No, I don't want to. I don't want to say anything like that because then it's going to be misconstrued that, you know, I killed myself in bed or something, just like this D.C.
Right.
Madam case, you know. By the way, folks,
be sure and plant your body in the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure you've been following the Palfrey case, right? I mean, they find her in her mom's shed, and there's two suicide notes. And, of course, she must have killed herself, even though most women don't hang themselves. She was on Alex's program saying she wasn't going to commit suicide. It's just crazy where we are right now, Jim.
Right, and nobody seems to raise Cain about that. You know, it's like, oh, well, I guess you committed suicide because that's what we're told.
Because that's what CNN said. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim. Again, the rebroadcast begins in about 60 seconds over at Infowars.com. I'm Jason Burmes, in for Alex Jones. I'll be here tomorrow as well. And don't forget to go to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th and May 18th, 4 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Sunday. Check out the 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.